A Bando man. Welcome back to the program.
Hello. Thank you very much.
Hello. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, good to be here. Now, I mean, we were listening to the accent thing. I'm from Ireland. And Ireland, we are a very tiny country, but like, I'm from South Dublin.
Yeah.
If I go anywhere in Ireland, people would like identify within 3 miles where I'm from, which is crazy. Like, there's 32 counties, everywhere has a different accent.
Yeah, right. And see, this is the thing. In Australia, the idea has always been, you can't. It's sort of, some people are broad and sound like they're from the country, and others don't.
Yeah.
And that's always been the theory until now. And then we're getting a number of people this afternoon saying, well, hang on, there's a few differences. Mm. I don't know, have you ever noticed a difference in Australians? Do we all sound the same?
I think that when you're from outside a culture, you come in and you slightly go, if somebody speaks with a very, like, let's take the English people, I live in England, if somebody's very, hello, you go, that's RP, wrong pronunciation. But the majority of people, I would go, you all sound the same. But then I hear actors do Irish accents.
Oh, yes.
So my favourite episode of Murder, She Wrote was set in Ireland.
Great show.
And they paired up like a mum who was from Dublin with some kids who were from like Cork, which is, hello, how are y'all? And they just went, this is a normal family. America will buy this. I was livid. But then to an outsider, they're just like, that is the Irish accent.
That sounds Irish to us.
Yes. Yeah, so when you live somewhere, you pick up, like I heard people saying, was it Tony Abbott pronounces the W at the end of go? Like, I think when you live somewhere and you hear accents every day and you've got grandmothers and mothers and relatives, you start to go, no, I see the differences. But I feel it would be ridiculous for me to wander in.
It's
and be
a
like,
very diplomatic answer.
Well, I'm here 3 weeks, 4 weeks a year.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, this guy's here.
Yeah, that means you could say anything and you can get out of town in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And no one's going to hunt you down. Hey, I should introduce you properly. I mean, you've been part of the furniture for the fridge for us for a couple of years now.
Yep.
I spoke to you last year. You've been on Breakfast. People will be aware of you. And I've got to say, of all the fringe acts that I interview and have spoken to, we've got to the fringe this year, and people always say, "Well, who you got coming up? You got comedians?" And then they always go, "Actually, no, scratch that. Have you got the guy who can like put words into any rap and make it rhyme?"
Well, that's what we do.
And they mean you.
We've got one skill set. Well, one skill set,
very limited.
But it's like, you know, playing football well is one skill. People love what you do.
I mean, this is Sam's first time. Sam is out here and he's playing. He's an amazing musician. And we'll come together every night. We'll make up songs, but great songs based on the audience. But it is, because what we do is improvised, there is a certain sense of a mixture, healthy mixture of nerves and energy that actually makes the show really good fun. So I think people are watching a couple of lads on stage, like, go through something that's marginally stressful. But ultimately, when it lands on its feet, is a fun experience for them and a fun experience for us. And because it's about the people in the room, it does become a communal experience. And people will, you know, we've just been down to the shops and someone was like, "Oh, do you remember I was here this night and there was Justine who was allergic to bananas?" And I was like, "I actually remember that."
Stick in the mind, don't
I used the word potassium.
You couldn't rhyme potassium,
oh,
could you?
Man.
Oh. Yes, of course you could.
17 things. Potassium is the cornerstone
of most
rap albums. it's lovely. Thank you, Will. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
it's nice to hear.
It is great. It is great. We spoke to you last time about how it is you do it. Mm. And my recollection was, you can't. You just can.
Just can. I grew up with a mother who was an English teacher, and she taught phonetics. That's how she taught children how to read.
Which is the sounding out of
which
words.
Which is the sounding out of words. Yeah. And weirdly, I think that I got a jump start on freestyling. Because so much of, I mean, if anybody's trying to write a poem, your building blocks are the phonetics. So like the ow in the word cow. What I find really funny is my mum doesn't like hip-hop. Because I grew up in gangster rap. So all the music she heard is like quite aggressive.
Yeah.
So she hates the idea that she's the one who gave me this skill set. She'd be like, "Don't you tell people
now. But you tell the
Australians that I taught you how to rap, right?" That's my mother's accent.
You're rapping potassium.
Yeah, I know.
She must be proud of that.
No, it's not a hyper-aggressive rap show.
Sam, how did you become part of this? That you realise, I mean, this man is an Adelaide phenomenon.
He is. You know, just hanging on the coattail.
not at all.
It was about 4 years ago we hooked up. I came to a show that Rob was doing, and we hooked up. Asked it might be cool to stick some kind of drums and maybe percussion bits originally.
Yeah.
So we did that for a while, then played some keys, did a bit of kind of vocals and singing. And for some ludicrous reason this year, we thought, why don't we try and make me do all of those previous things?
He's a very good musician.
Yeah.
It does save us on our travel costs, and it looks quite cool if it works. So this is pretty exciting for us. This first run of shows here will be the first time we test out a new instrument called the xylo synth.
Wow.
Half xylophone and half synthesizer. So we've got synths coming out of that. We've got guitars, pianos, drums. Yeah,
everything. It's genuinely, this will be our, tonight will be our third time using it live. It was made, we actually traveled to where it's a couple to make them, and they've made them for Bjork and Jamie Woon, and it they literally physically can make a max of them. I'm saying like 40 a year. So we were doing a gig in Leicester. We heard about this. We sat down with them. Loveliest couple. They've been making instruments since the 80s. And they built this like beautiful piece of kit. So it's for us. There's also real excitement. Like everyone's looking at the wraps. I'm just like, look at the bloody
the xylosin.
Look at the xylo boy.
That's my new favourite word. In fact, you know, and we'll do this in a moment where people can ring in and mention a word. If it were me now, I would say xylosin.
But what's funny? It's a mouthful, isn't it? Yeah,
it sounds wonderful. But on predictive text on my iPhone, usually I stick in an X to my girlfriend. But the only other thing that I now use a lot is xylosin. And about four times I've been, hey. Love you, baby. Xylosin. Which she knows how much I love the xylosin. Weirdly makes it look like I was trying to text an instrument.
Exactly. I've been rumbled.
You talked about the fact that you guys, I mean, what you do is unscripted.
Yes.
It's unplanned. Yep. You're at the total whim of whatever the audience comes up with, which, as you say, is both nerve-wracking and, you know, it keeps it fresh and exciting. Do you get a sense of, like, do you go, I'm going to Australia, we're bound to hear a bit more of the, I mean, do you go to different places now and go, these are the kinds of things that these people are going to come out with?
I think, I mean, hopefully not. Like, when we come to Australia, no. And the thing that we would do is, if we got a suggestion that we've heard before, we actually do kick it back. We'll go, we've had that before.
Yeah, okay.
Because it weirdly, it puts your brain into a weird headspace where you're trying to think of, say, another show you did that worked very well. So not so much. I mean, I'm trying to think, is there, I mean, one of the things I found last year, I was asking what people were really into when they were growing up, something that they missed from when they were growing up. And I think night after night, people talked about some mall that was here in Adelaide. Maybe it had a water park in it, or it had some,
like, Dazzleland?
Dazzleland! That was it.
Mate, sounds great.
Dazzleland.
It wasn't.
Dazzleland was mentioned night after night to the point that I had to Google it. Everybody misses. So Adelaide is unique in that the one thing that pretty much 50% of people miss is Dazzleland. And Dazzleland, as an outsider who didn't grow up with it, who's got no love through history, Dazzleland sounds like it sounds like a writer in Hollywood was told, oh yeah, and there's a theme park in it. We could do a theme park. What do you want to call it? It just sounds like the kind of, like, Dazzleland. Nobody grows up dreaming of Dazzleland, but apparently they all did, and I'm wrong with that.
Try and picture, like, a theme park style area inside a department store and then divide it by 500, right? That was Dazzleland, basically.
So it was in an actual mall.
Yeah, it was the top floor of the Maya Centre.
But, mate, that's great.
Mate,
I understand
it's the perfect
time
for a theme park action, isn't
it? If your mom was going shopping and she was like, do you want to go to Dazzleland? Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I would say that today.
It was most famous, too, because the little roller coaster thing they had in the middle was really dangerous. Like, genuinely, they had to shut the whole... Anyway, that's going into some other territory.
Did 5AA have to have chats about that?
Yeah,
guys,
right.
Call in if you two were maimed by the roller coaster.
It was a bit like that. But here's the thing. What does that say about us? That we all want that back.
We all miss it.
Yeah.
But there's fair play. There's a thrill in knowing that things... It's a thrill. It's not one that you'd want. It's like, you know, hey, did you hear the bear escaped at the zoo?
Yes.
Like, part of you go, well, that's terrible. Yeah. Another part of you would be like, mate, we should go to the zoo. And you would. You'd be like, man, me and a bear. I could have gotten... I don't know. But yeah, it does. It adds a thrill knowing that things could go wrong.
How many people, when you're nominating... I know you do themes and ask questions. Yeah. So you try to get people thinking beyond just instant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how many times do you hear, like, purple? Like, how many times do you get people saying... You know, the words that people believe don't rhyme with anything?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a
What's
lot.
What's the other, like, tangerine
orange.
Or something?
Orange.
Orange.
Yeah, so...
same family,
just those fruits. Damn fruits.
But it's funny that every word actually does, like, so purple, think about purple circle, there's lots of rhymes, but also... I mean, it's funny that, like, when somebody's... There's what's called... I'm getting nerdy, but there's what's called pure rhymes.
Yeah.
And orange doesn't have a pure rhyme, but you could rhyme orange with a lot of other words.
Sure.
Like knowledge. You can just about make that work.
Yeah.
And again, think about it, like, you know, it's not a rhyme exam. Like, people aren't like, oh, that wasn't exact.
Oh, no.
And accents play into it, which is, again, look at this, staying
yes.
on topic.
Okay.
Different areas of Australia could rhyme many things with orange.
Oh, very good. So, you can't win the voucher, by the way.
I actually looked at Sam, but you don't
we
the
were proper vibed about that.
I was like, mate, I love it. I love a free voucher. Some lucky caller. All right. If some lucky caller wants a hip-hop date, hit us up.
Hey, I tell you what, it'll happen. 8223 0000 is the number. Let's put them to the test.
Yes, let's do this.
Yeah, you happy to do this?
Happy to do this. So the deal is this, from what I gather. Well, you're going to have some callers. Are they going to call in live and shout words at me?
Well, if they'd like to, 8223 0000. Okay, that's what I hope happens.
But if not, I don't know. I'm sure they will. But if not, we'll just get you. But just anybody out there, anybody listening and yourself will, throw any word you want.
Yeah.
The only stipulation is that you use clarity, because sometimes phone people, you can mumble your words.
Yes.
And I can...
Diction.
Diction. Mm-hmm. Diction. And understand that, yes, that it can be quite difficult to sometimes hear you. So I may say to repeat yourself.
Put him to the test, folks. 8223 0000. If you've got a number for a number. Well, you could it be a number, couldn't
it? Or a number, yeah. But it would be weird if everybody rang in and was like, 17. It's like, that's my favourite number.
Okay, probably not a number. A word would be good for our band, nice. Man. We'll put you straight to air. 8223 0000. You want me just to hit this?
See how we go? Is it literally happening? Are the callers lighting up the screen right now?
No, we're just going to start.
Okay, but Will, you will take responsibility for this. Essentially, Will, any word you want, and if some of your callers, I was going to say some of your friends.
Yeah.
If some of your friends.
Well, friends too. They can text in 1999.
But I'm going to point at you. You give me the word, any word you want. If there's a caller there, just throw them online. We'll see how this happens. One thing I will say, it's happened. Oh, it's happened, Will. It's happened. You were like, Dr. Dre, you're keeping us focused and well done. Can I turn this up? It doesn't matter if I can't. Okay, so right now, you know, words that I like to play. How you doing right now? 5AA. Everybody right now, you know, man, chill. Cause we back in the building, killing with Will. Yeah. First word that we get.
Fringe.
Okay, man, so it begins, it's the fringe. Yeah, man, you know, like you don't care. It's debonair, I'm all about the fringe. And I don't mean the hair. Yeah, we doing this, the party will start. Because we are here, what's the date? 1st of March. And yet, man, you know that tonight we attracting folks who be grabbing some rapping and my accent. Yeah, that's right now, check in. Will Goodings, it's time for the second.
Xylocin.
Yeah, that's right, man, I rhyme and bring my man Sam who be vibing with the xylocin. Yeah, that's right, you gotta have it. This is Rap Kit and he plays the matlets. Yeah, that's right, man, freestyle we devise flows, but mostly I just want to send text to my xylo. Yeah, okay, spitting with the words, time for us to serve. Will, give us the third.
Abbott.
Okay, right now, got to have it. I add a W to my words like an Abbott. Yeah, yeah, you know, man, I'm doing that. Forget Abbott, I still love Julia. Yeah, yeah, you know, man, I'm hyper. I heard she was at the festival. She's a dope writer.
Yeah,
I'll never be a phony, though I will endorse whatever Tony. Yeah, okay, man, yes, of course. It's time for, is this the fifth or it may just be the fourth? Either way, Will.
Adelaide.
Yeah, you know, man, I rap and play, but every day I miss it when I'm not up in the Adelaide. People, you know, your home is insane. We come from London, we've only got rain. Yeah, that's right, man, the words, I don't forget them. And last week I heard the temperature was 37.
Woo!
But right now you know that it may be bliss. My skin will blister, so it's 26. Hey, okay, right now, just a hit. It's time for us to pick and mix as we quickly get six.
Cola.
Yeah, that's right, man, you know this is awkward. Will, we literally had no callers. Yet lately, we're 5AA, but we never got to see A-double-L with the E-R. Let's get the last one. It's 7, should be hard.
Oh, I've only known 6 words.
Words, that's it, that's
yeah,
it.
That's it.
Go better, Will. Go better.
Pelican.
Okay, so right now, you know, man, that word was perfect. I don't need words, cause sir, I am a wordsmith. But you know, man, that this is true. Guess what? There's a pelican escaping at the zoo. Yeah, that's right, man, you know, and there's a rabble running round this, cause they've just closed like a wrestle. So yeah, man, you know, yep, that's the jam. Big man Sam Rob and the pelican.
Yeah,
we doing this, we bring that vibe. Everybody like AA, high five. Yeah, that's right, man, you know, we up to something. Freestyling with my man Will Goodings.
Oh, that's insane.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it's so good. It's just an incredible.
That was fun. I felt that was a good freestyle.
That was good.
I feel we all came off well.
I think we did. It could have been much worse, could it? Certainly for me. Hey, Abano Man Sam, thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you. Yeah. Come see us. You must come. And this is a genuine offer. This isn't what I say at the end of radio promos. Hey, yeah. Will, why don't you come? Do please come. Come at 9:30 any night between now and the end of the Fringe Bar next Monday when I'll be at Future Music. I shouldn't. Why am I promoting them? Very good, very good. Drake's playing. Fantastic work. And yeah, we're there in the garden every night. The person who wins the £50 voucher, we can split that.
Yes.
And we will have a freestyle dinner. I will only chat and rap. It'll be fantastically awkward.
Horrific. I tell you what, if you want to offer up a Cafe Primo dinner for Abandoned Man and Sam, I think you've got to split three ways.